Leaders of 44 African countries at an AU summit in Rwanda in March this year agreed to create one of the world's largest free trade blocs. The continental free trade area, which is expected to better the lives of about 1.2 billion Africans, will need to be ratified by all national parliaments of the signatories before the bloc becomes effective. So far, four countries, including Ghana and Rwanda, have had the agreement ratified by their respective parliaments. President Akufo-Addo said the delay in ratifying the protocol is worrying, given the fact that Africa, with 50% of the world's arable land and 30% of raw material, has what is needed to develop her own economies. He therefore called on fellow African leaders to ratify the continental free trade area in order to boost trade among member countries. On Ghana's economy, President Akufo-Addo said government policies are sanitizing the microeconomy. He spoke about government's plan to resource local banks to be more competitive. The president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, supported President Akufo-Addo's position that Africa has the resources to develop the continent. The forum of the Africa Center for Economic Transformation created the opportunity for the private sector and other non-state actors to buy into projects and programs that will help shape Africa's economic transformation.
Bright Intrama filed that report.